Over the weekend, March for Australia rallies emerged in all corners of the country, seeing events in some states roll out in the thousands, protesting for what organisers presented as preservation of Australian identity. But amid crowds, neo-Nazi members were prominent, according to reports, with events linked to far-right white nationalist ideologies, leaving fringe ideals now pushed further into mainstream view. In the aftermath, migrant groups and migration experts point to rising hate speech, racism, and growing misinformation. I spoke with President of Turbans for Australia, Amar Singh, to find out his thoughts in the lead-up.
Look, I had some general concerns before the rally sort of took place, but I think it only reinforced those concerns once we saw neo-Nazis at the rally being given front and centre and a lot of hate speech against migrants and Indians. This is just not on. This is not what Australia is built on. Australia is a multicultural, diverse nation that prouds itself as a place that represents the world in the ecosystem in the south, southern hemisphere of the globe. And this goes against every principle that we have as Australia.
And, these rallies really blew out. I think the numbers were higher than first anticipated. There have been reports that these turnouts pushed that attention around the far-right nationalist ideals from the fringe to more mainstream. So it's put that anti-immigration narrative in the spotlight. What impact has this had on your community with these messages circulating?
I wouldn't really say that they were really overly successful. I mean, I think, 30,000 people across the country or so, whatever the figures have been quoted in different media outlets, it's not really a huge size of our proportion of our population. So I don't think it's that much of a worry. But what we're worried about are the sort of the hate preachers getting their airtime, encouraging other people to join them or follow with their mission of, there was clearly, I think one of the organisers in Sydney was caught up saying with a radio media interview that she was calling for violence. And that sort of is the concern, that they're encouraging other people to do the wrong thing. So I'm not really overly concerned with their numbers because they were quite small relatively compared to our population. But the migration debates, it's got to be had. But then you've got to look at an average migrant who arrives in Australia at a 20-year-old, for example, with English as a second or third language or sometimes no English skills, can still get a job, get a life together, and an average 20-year-old born in Australia that knows the culture, knows the language, knows everything around the system, why can't they go for the same job?
And can you tell me perhaps a little bit about your story and background living in Australia?
Definitely. Look, I arrived in Australia when I was a 15-year-old from India, and I call Australia home since then. I've been a citizen since 2000. I've spent more time of my life in Australia than anywhere else in the world, and this is my home. And that's what really concerns me, that people are being targeted for their race or ethnicity in these sort of hate speech rallies, which is just not on. And I think my story is one of the, I guess, the thousands and the millions of other migrants who came before me and who come in the future as well. It's one of those that they work hard and build their life together. They are given the same opportunity as anyone else, but it depends on the individual to take up those opportunities and cash in and work hard to make it work.
What sorts of things have you heard from your community, maybe from international students or people on working visas in response to this event?
It has been a period of concern for many migrants and Australian citizens. I've had my friends or acquaintances from work and charity sector who are Australians married to, say, Indian or other migrants, and their partners have been concerned about going out on the last weekend, thinking, what if they get targeted or attacked? And that's a big hit on our democratic multicultural society, that an average Aussie, no matter what background they're from, are concerned about stepping a foot outside their door.
I have actually heard of a few or several reports of online trolling that has emerged from these rallies, with quite negative comments. What are you or your organisation, are you offering support to your community or doing things to protect your community?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think the online trolling and thing hasn't gone away. I have been personally tagged in I don't know how many posts by people just saying, putting up the post and other things. But that's okay. This is the price you pay for leading a community through turbulent times and saying no to hate. So I'm all okay with it. But there's other people who take it personally who really feel fragile after seeing these comments or posts. And I advise them to seek help through Lifeline or reach out to us to see if you can arrange any counselling for them. And we have been talking to many people who have felt very uncomfortable in their social media or even their friends targeting them because they put up a certain post. Like, I'm all for people having a protest and their democratic right to be a part of a protest. But if the protest is going to preach hate against any community, then it's not okay.
The anti-immigration protesters claimed that immigration is at an all-time high, but Australia's immigration figures say otherwise. Migration experts say they're definitely not at a record high. What do you think needs to be done, I guess, to get to the truth of this rather than tout misinformation?
Look, in the era of social media, misinformation and disinformation is always easier to spread. And a lot of times when people are emotionally charged, they just look at a post that resonates with the current emotion, and then they sort of share it and send it out to friends. And that's how this misinformation spreads. But the reality is the migration numbers that are there, I mean, I'm not registered migration agent or anything, but I mean, I think, you know, sensible migration, and more needs to be done on housing locally, because you can't expect a migrant to bring in housing. We have an aging population. We need doctors, we need teachers, we need trade. How are they going to come? A lot of people started off from the ground and worked their way up. Now everyone wants to be handed something on a silver platter. That is not right.
President of Turbans for Australia, Amar Singh, speaking with me.